When his name is spoken, it is often in the context of what he meant to those telling the tale. I have been guilty of this. I often speak of what Nathaniel Garrow meant to me. But what did we mean to him? The legionaries were the creation of the God Emperor, and they were a part of the master of mankind's great plan. But they were also a part of us, of we common humans. Perhaps that was why some of them succumbed so forcefully to the worst of our natures. They magnified all elements of our spirit, the noble and the horrific. Garrow was the former. But there was more to him. What he allowed few to see was the most human part of himself. His doubt. He questioned his place in the universe, as all of us are wont to do at some time in our lives. For him, that question came wrapped in the tragedy of Horus Lupercal's heresy. And when everything he loved was stripped away from him, when Garrow's oath, his brotherhood, his very sense of belonging was made ashes, there was some of him that became lost. He came to us to find it again. He sought us out, the saint and I, to find a path that had meaning. It was the question we were asked over and over again in those days. We struggled to understand what had brought his great tragedy to pass and what our place was in it. And in many ways, he was the first of the legionaries with the courage to admit he did not know the answer. For there were many of his kind who simply did not question, who took up arms against their kinsmen because they had been ordered to do so, not through any great enmity or corruption. That came later, at the hands of those among them who were already tainted, who had been so since long before the murder of Istvan III. But Garrow was the first to make the leap of faith. He was the first who truly dared to believe. I am proud to say I saw him at the moments when his spirit was at its most wounded, and when he was at the purest height of his selflessness. And as to those who have asked me, in the years since then, of the price he paid, what can I say that will carry the full measure of that? I will say with no false modesty that my name is known for my oratory on the matters of the imperial truth. But even I find it hard to conjure the right words. His path was the path of this conflict. A journey from a place of bright and shining unity, a place where all things were possible, into a shadowed valley of darkness and betrayal. Onwards to a future forged by a god. Euphrates was the first saint of our new church, but Nathaniel was its first true martyr. Sorrow clutches at my heart now as I commit these words to the page, yet it is strangely tinged with a hope, a thin golden thread of it that cannot be broken. It exists now and will exist into eternity. I am certain of this. It may never pull us entirely from the dark, but it was never meant to. Light cannot flourish anywhere else. There are other stories I might recount, of course, of hells and heroism, swords and shields, truth and lies, oaths and legions, fate, faith. Let me tell you about Nathaniel Garrow.
That was Garrow, Weapon of Fate, by James Swallow. Read by Toby Longworth. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2017.